Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Firstly, why South Australia? Why has the government decided to establish Australia's new space agency in Adelaide?
Well, I think, I understand that the other states would be disappointed. But I think that the government in South Australia has been really proactive for a number of years in setting up a strategy, and they have, you know, strategy documents. They know, a strategy in place. They know who the players are, what they're doing, and they've kind of got, you know, funding schemes and incubator programs all specifically around space. And they haven't just been doing that since the space agency was on the cards. They've been doing this for a number of years beforehand. So I think at a government level, the South Australian government was, well, and the ACT were also fairly well prepared, but the South Australian government, I think, were best prepared for taking this on, and probably were able to put the best pitch. Now, I know in New South Wales, there are, you know, some really fantastic facilities. I mean, Andrew Dempster's group, ASA, the Delta V group, the Usted group, they all kind of, in and on themselves, are really, really fantastic groups of research, and they're doing great things. I just think, I guess at a government level, I would still have to say that South Australia was probably best prepared for this.
It makes sense at an economic level. I've heard some arguments saying that some of the private space industry is already based out of Adelaide here, but my understanding is Australia is in a fairly fortuitous position when it comes to the geographics of space travel, of studying space and the like. I mean, we've got a great big open country and obviously, you know, it's a really good spot to launch spacecraft and satellites from. Is that playing into the decision as well?
I can't comment for what the government's how they made their decisions, but you know, I mean, obviously we are very lucky in our launch availability. I mean, we have a fantastic opportunity to launch due south, which would be out of, you know, which is kind of the Whaler's Way southern launch opportunity. And then the equatorial launch up in Gove is also fantastic for equatorial launch. So, I mean, geographically, we're very, very lucky that we have, you know, ideal facilities to launch out of. But as to whether or not that was in their decision-making tree, I don't know.
So 800 jobs, I understand that's spread out across about 60 different organisations, not knowing really how these kind of agencies already function. How big is the agency likely to be? How many sort of different facets are we likely to be looking at?
Okay, again, I'm not quite sure, but it sort of seems to be that they're going to have a very small agency. So I think this is just going to be, you know, the political administrative part of the agency, and I think it's likely going to be, or the work will be done by other agencies, you know, like, you know, the universities, CSIRO and GA, Bureau of Met, and the universities, and of course industry. So I think it's I don't think it's actually as much of a disadvantage to the other states as perhaps at a political level they're saying. You know, certainly you know, I have a company, Innovore Technologies, and we build small satellites. And we very much, I mean, we use a GPS from the UNSW. We have suppliers in the ACT and in Queensland, and we have very close relationships with the universities, with ANU and Curtin Uni and those sorts. So it's basically, we're very much national. And I think that's a really important thing to remember here, is that the competition in this space is not internal, and we need to get that out of our thinking. It's really important that everybody engage with the whole nation. At the moment, everybody's got their own little niches. I mean, there are a couple of empire builders, but I think, you know, hopefully they kind of come into line and it becomes like a national ecosystem, which I think is the best way forward and the best way we're going to compete with our global competitors.
I mean, nationwide, this has got to be a very exciting time for any young people who are interested in getting involved with this particular field.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think, you know, I did my PhD, you know, nearly 20 years ago now, and I've been kind of, you know, looking for opportunities, and there's been no appetite for a long time. And the last, I sort of say, two to three years, all of a sudden the appetite has ramped up, and I think, you know, it's wide open. People now who are thinking, oh, I want to go into the space industry, and they're in, you know, in high school or in primary school even, they basically have the opportunity now to go and do that. So I think it's a fantastic time, and it's great to encourage people into this industry, because it's obviously a high-tech industry. It's the type of industry that Australia will be able to compete on a global market, because it's not about lowest cost, it's about best best system, essentially. So I think it's great for our young people, and I have kids, and I'm very much encouraging them as well.
Just a final word on competition and looking forward in terms of the future of this space agency. I'm pretty sure I've heard a few people say that this is Australia is the last developed nation to create its own space agency, and obviously right now we see private space industry becoming more and more mainstream, I suppose you might say, more and more popular, certainly. How do you think we are going to compete in the future for this one?
Well, I mean, you're right. I think we're the last or second last OECD country to have a space agency. So we kind of, I guess, on that side of things, we're behind the eight ball. But, there is an opportunity in that the space industry has changed since the 90s. So sort of early 2000s to now, the space industry has transformed quite a bit to what it was. So if you set up an agency in the 60s and 70s, well, it's kind of, old space. And I think, which is kind of government focused, and new space is very much commercial focused. So I think there's the opportunity here for our space agency to do things a little differently and hopefully have an edge over everybody else, and I guess accelerate us to, I mean, at the moment we punch well below our weight in the amount of space industry we have relative to our GDP. But hopefully if the agency can get it right and sort of get everybody together and the industry can go forward, I think we could be able to go to the other extreme and be punching above our weight. That's the plan.
Exciting times. Matt, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thank you.